Every Monday, it's the Pete Jones Show. From 5 till 7 on my radio. We like to dance to it down in the street. We think you'll love it. We also love Pete.
We have in the studio the amazing talent that is Steve-U Hyde, along with Luan on sax, who we'll bring in later because they're just, I don't know, doing all sorts of techie stuff right now. Steve-U, how are you, my friend?
Hello, good evening. Yeah, all good. It's nice to be here, Pete.
It's so nice to have you here. You're the absolutely colourful flamboyancy. You got purple through your veins.
Yeah, I got red, purple, I got all of them.
Steve-U, talk me through the purple thing. What's going on?
Purple thing. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Thing,
I do not know. Like, I believe it's been a kind of an enlightenment, really.
Okay.
In a way, yeah.
Is it a colour that just literally does it for you? Is that the thing?
It is. I mean, depending on the situation, probably. But I want to say that, purple just came to me. I'm not like, that looks super cool. I'm going to wear it.
Sure.
I've never been like that.
Yeah.
I'm much more like, I don't know, man. I'm feeling you and I'm going to wear you.
Wow.
Pretty much, yeah.
See, if I said that, I'd be thrown off air.
Not you personally.
Oh,
like,
I mean,
yeah, sorry.
No, that's good. Good, I'm glad.
Yeah.
You know, no, that's good. And come back in. We can handle the cost. So listen, you were in a band called Hidden. That is no more. You've gone solo.
Yes.
That's been this year's project, right?
Yeah, it's been literally this year. I never stopped writing, whether in the band or not. I always had my way of writing and I just, life is life, happens how it happens, and I just, I'm doing my thing now on my own, and I'm really kind of enjoying it, and it's very strange, because after, like, so many years doing something, you assume you know all about it, but you don't,
you really don't.
And it's actually, I'm getting so much closer to myself than I've ever musically been, in a way,
yeah,
and it feels good, man.
Yeah. So it's been a phenomenal journey this year alone, do you think? I mean, just growing and growing musically. And is it sort of a completely different beast to be solo, unleashed from, they say, the sort of the band concept? Is it? Do you feel freer?
Yes, I actually do. I couldn't have said that before, as I thought that it was the music with the band that was making me feel free, but then I just realized that the music I was playing with the band, it's just the music I had in me all the time. So, much freer.
So the tracks that you've been working on in the last few months, are they old stuff that you've always had kicking around, or is this all coming from an inner place of new?
It is an inner place.
Is it?
It's literally, man, all the songs I'm going to play tonight, I haven't played probably not even 5 times in
what?
A live show. Yeah.
Are we privileged? Are you kidding me?
I don't know,
played
man.
Them twice here already, so that's 3 times.
Yeah, for the soundcheck.
Seriously, man, we are in biz.
Yeah.
Are you going to try and get some live gigs going for 25? Is that the thing, or is it more studio based and getting your music out?
No, so I need live. So you might see me busking around Brighton soon.
I might.
I am already playing open mics as well.
What's your favourite open mic? Where'd you like to go?
Oh, depends. The last one was the one at Ironworks Studios, which is
Ironworks.
Really,
that was
really cool.
Yeah. You know, we used to be based in that place.
Oh,
that
nice.
Was where Reverb was for a while. Yeah.
Right.
Blackman Street, yeah?
Yeah, it is. It is at the corner there, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like what they've done with the place, so I'm kidding.
Yeah, fair enough.
Where's my sofa, man? Where's it gone?
Yeah.
So, Ironworks, open mic. Any others that you like?
Which one have I been? I mean, of course, there's so many in Brighton, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I've been to the Southern Bells one.
Oh, yeah.
And which one was the other one? I can't remember.
And what about local artists that you've brushed against that you like playing with or look out for or support?
I mean,
anyone come to mind?
Honestly speaking with you, I've been in the grunge punk scene for so long that now, I mean, I still do that kind of music because it's always been in me.
Yeah.
I do not like fakeness in music, so
and you can smell it, right?
Oh, man, you can smell it, you can see it, you can feel it under your skin.
I know, it's horrible.
So at the moment, I'm not sure. I would like to, meet up with new artists that do pretty much kind of a more like jazzy, but not jazz.
Yeah, but in terms of collaboration or playing with, you know, because you've already done the band thing, it's quite nice to do the solo thing, but to collaborate with, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, and for sure. And I'm looking to put a band together soon as well, again.
Okay, so it's not, okay, brilliant. So, and just very briefly, because I know people will want to know, we just heard in the soundcheck, very privileged, Luan playing sax. How did that happen musically, that getting used to together?
Because
it works, believe me.
Well, to be fair with you, I mean, we're partners.
Yeah.
As well.
Sure.
So,
but I mean, musically.
Yeah, yeah, musically.
Yeah, as well.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, man, we just feel each other, literally.
It
like,
does help that you're
naturally
feel each
other. In
the same space anyway, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's not like, oh my God, I need a sax on my song now, please do it, you know? Yeah, yeah. No, it's just been...
Well, it's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, whenever you want to do it, if you feel like it, let's do it, otherwise...
Sure.
Next time, you know?
Again, if I said that, I'd normally get thrown off air, but, you know, you can say this stuff. I love it. Do you want to play a live track?
Yeah, sure.
What have you got lined up?
I've got three tracks for you tonight.
And what's the first one?
Be the Change.
Be the Change. Folks, you've got Steve Hyde. By the way, before you play, any best place for people to find you? Is there a website? Is there a YouTube channel?
For now, working
Instagram,
on...
Instagram?
Yes, please, everyone, go and follow me now on the Instagram page, Steve Hyde.
Yeah.
YouTube, you can find some live videos, Facebook as well, TikTok if you want to...
Yeah,
go that far.
Why don't they, huh?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. It's there, you know what I'm saying?
Truth Social. I mean, you're everywhere.
Yeah,
what's the name of this track again?
Be the Change.
Be the Change. Take it away.
Please go check on your dad. He might be gone for good or bad. What if you spend all the money at the gambling machines? Would you be somebody else or try to find yourself? So come on, don't worry, you go to work in a hurry, find him, he must be somewhere close. Truth is that I knew where he was at, but I didn't wanna say it. He'll be back once you go your way. I wonder if I should have said something, but no, I didn't want to break a smile again. All the sorrow in his eyes when said something he shouldn't have said, to get that basic bills, but our love is dead. I just want to be the change. Forget about ancestral grief. And I don't wanna live with rage. It only leads to disbelief. I know. Yeah. Can stay awake, but I can't sleep. This Dolce Vita is quite bittersweet. I've heard the building for the skillless human blending machines. Would you be somebody else or try to find yourself? Forgot how lonely it could be when his only relief was to drink himself away. It was just yesterday when he shut her down with his manly way. I nearly cried, but then restrained. I wonder if I should have said something, but no, I didn't want to break a smile again. All the sorrow in his eyes when said something he shouldn't have said, to get our best their bills, but our love is dead. Forget about ancestral grief. And I don't wanna live with rage. It only leads to disbelief. I know, yeah. I know. And I'll do all I can, I'll do all I can, all I can. Do not see you cry again. I wish someday you will overcome the pain, just like fire in the rain. I wish someday you'll be happy once again, for a peace of mind. Till then, oh, I know, yeah, I know.
Oh, baby, are you kidding? Man alive. Folks, we have got Steve Wu, hi, playing for you. That was a track called Be The Change. I'm loving that. So what are your influences, my friend? I can hear stuff, but what do you love?
So, I mean, in general, I like the Beatles in general, but I like John Lennon. I like, do you know Sixto Rodriguez? Sugar Man. That guy really inspires me.
Yeah, Rodriguez, yeah.
Yeah.
Funny story about him, but I won't tell it right now. But yeah,
yeah.
So that kind of stuff. There's a little bit of Stevie Wonder in there, Jamiroquai, and all that.
Yeah,
kind of,
man. You know, I like
soul in there.
Yeah, I like soul. I like jazz. Beautiful. As well. I mean, it's a bit of a mix of things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying. So come into the mic a little bit, because you just, you've been rocking it, man, and now you're not. So I want to hear your voice. So you're on YouTube, but you got live stuff. And how's the writing going? Are you just in the zone?
I'm overwhelmed by my own, like, I don't know, man, the way I write. It's like breathing for me, to be honest with you. It's like makes life with a meaning, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I need to, I don't ask for it. I don't look for it. I don't say, okay, I'm going to write a song and just do it when it comes.
Yeah.
To be fair with you.
And what about, I don't know what your setup is. Do you have a studio that you can do stuff at home with? Or do you have to then go, all right, bite the bullet, let's go in?
Yeah, man, I wish I had that money to do that.
Wouldn't that be great?
Guys, okay, well, one day, probably,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I've got, yeah, like, you know, like nowadays it's very common to have like a laptop and a little, you know, audio drive thing, and then you record yourself in there. But I mean, my most favorite thing is probably just writing, like waking up in the morning, make a coffee, man, and just grab my acoustic guitar, actually, which I'm not using today, and just let it out, you know. And then when it's more complete, like the song is pretty much ready, so then I jump on the recording part.
Okay.
Because songwriting for me is probably 95% what it comes out of my own soul. By its own, on its own, by itself.
Yeah. Have you got tracks that we could have? Because I don't think I've got many. I don't think I've got any, have I?
No, unfortunately not.
What's going on, man? You're just holding it back. Seriously.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm recording a lot.
Yeah.
Kind of recording a lot.
Are you ever happy with it? The problem is, when you're doing it yourself, there's no time restriction, so therefore you go on forever, and there's no kind of third ear or fourth ear. There's no independent body that's going, well, that's good. Or do you have people that you can use as a soundboard?
No, I definitely use people. I record on my own at home, I mean, for my own demos, but then those demos will be presented to a producer.
Okay.
And we will start recording all over again.
Nice.
Like good sounding quality.
Yep.
And then, there is another, you know, very close friends.
They
listen to stuff.
Yeah. That's the way it goes. Listen, do you want to play something else for us? What have you got?
Yeah, I've got one more called What Am I Here For?
What Am I Here For? Do you know, seriously, that was the first thing I thought of when I got up this morning. What?
You know, that's why you wake up and just, you know, feel like that.
and then we got a track with Luan Luan, right?
Yeah, we do. Luan, on amazing saxophone.
Oh, I know. Stevie, you take it away. What am I here for?
Alrighty then.
Mm-hmm.
sweet mind. Help me gain some more time. Help me read the right sign. 'Cause all you choose is double-edged. You close one eye to not feel wedged. You need my help to break the rule. But if they catch you, sell me fool. Look how you turn away from me. Anytime I say something extraordinary, you rather bow down to your fears. That's not what I'm here for. My dreams, they never die. They only grow as much as you try. Manifest your real self. Scheduled content makes me sad. Talk to my blood on the phone. Every day say broken bone. They say what's best when it was worst. Communication like outburst. So then you look away from me. Anytime I say something extraordinary, you rather bow down to your fears. That's not what I'm here for. Excuse my social alienation. Fulfilling my natural shame. But the system carries on the same. Gives no time to care about the pain it sends your way. And still you look away from me. Anytime I say something extraordinary, to your fears, it's not what I'm here for. It's not what I'm here for. It's not what I'm here for. What am I here for?
Do we ever find out?
Let's try.
Yeah, what are we here for, man?
Yeah.
You got the voice of Stevie Hyde in your ears, and you're soon going to have the sound of Loin Loin on saxophone. We were chatting away, by the way. She, right, you're on camera, yeah. No, did you want to, you can step in any time. Yeah, yeah, no. Well, luckily, there's no webcam here, or they'd be caught out behind camera.
Oh, man.
Instead of behind the sax.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
But that's fine. Stevie, talk me through the track we're going to hear you and Loin Loin play.
Sure. It's called Too Radical. And, I mean, I guess it's the first title it came up to my mind, like Too Radical, which is something that haven't been directly called many times, but it feels like when I talk about certain, like, more serious or deeper topics to, I used to at least with like friends, yeah, it was a bit too much sometimes, you know, like we wouldn't connect on those things. And
okay,
you know, I guess it's a bit about that, but I never know what my songs are really about. Like, if you point me this line, I don't know, man, it's just what it says.
Yeah,
it probably has got meaning there. probably does, but yeah.
Okay, I want just very quickly before you play your track. Here's the thing. So often people send in their tracks to me. Well, of course they do. That's how I play them. And there's a very in detailed text as to what the song means and where it comes from, and you know, and sometimes you don't necessarily need that, right?
I do not think so. I mean, I just want to believe that. I mean, so if a song's got a very deep meaning, it will speak for itself.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
absolutely
how I see it.
I mean, it's nice to know where it came from, but you don't need to know everything about everything, because songs, you know, you've got songs in your heart that other people have written that had no intention that the person who wrote it would know what that meant to you. And
yeah.
So the less you tell them sometimes, the better.
Yeah,
you know, if you find out,
of course.
You know, it's a bit like finding out, you know, Michael Jackson wrote you know, a song about his pet monkey.
Yeah.
Which he did.
It is true. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You know, the track Ben is a beautiful love song.
Yeah.
But it's about a pet, you know, and that's fine. do you want to have a quick blow on the old sax? I tell you, that was beautiful, baby. Are you kidding?
That's it. That was the song.
That was it. I don't know how you guys wrote that, but it's a stunning thing. So, Too Radical, we got Stevie Hyde with Luan Luan on sax. Please, please, please take it away. You are amazing.
Thank you.
Bad for business, that's what they say at the top floor. They need you mounting your own illness, which they have made for you to crawl. Forget about your inner sunshine, they made you anti-human boss. Until your soul has gone with dinner and your throat's as tight as rope. First you will feel no joy, too much to hear through these noise, and way too hard to feel your. Times my heart was given to whom I thought I could call friend. The way love should be playing, but one and all that war love meant. Forget about your inner sunlight, learn to forgive but don't forget. No one but you can speak your feelings, yeah. Why let them drown them to regret? First you will feel no joy, too much to hear through these noise, and way too hard to feel. What else could you be? Now you're on your own. And I may never felt like paper words under the rain as they crumble away. I feel humbler each day. Little rivers of thought take my dreams to the top, and I wash away, and my mind floats in space.
You did it. You pulled it off, my friend. And you pulled it off with aplomb, and that's a good thing, my friend. Aplomb.
Thank you.
I don't know if you've ever met aplomb, but you pulled it off with one.
Fair enough.
Thank you so much, Stevie Hyde. And thank you to Loan Loire on sax. Sounding so good. I love that. That was too radical. You also heard Be the Change and What Am I Here For. You are so cool. Will you please stick in touch with 25? We want to be on your journey on the bus that you are riding. Would you mind that?
Yeah, not sure.
Sure, we'll pay a fare. It's fine.
Oh, come
honestly.
On.
And in the meantime, just keep being creative, keep being you, and we'll hopefully share and bask in your glory, if that is okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pete, so much for coming in.
Thank you, Pete, for organizing this.
It's been wonderful. It's been beautiful to sit back and just listen.
Thank you for listening. Thank you, everyone,
honestly,
as well.
So cool. Radio Reverb, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.